Phoenix FM.
I should be joined on the line by Jacob Reddy, whose track Nothing Is Impossible we've been playing out here on Phoenix FM for the last couple of weeks, and it is brilliant. The track has become the anthem for his busking tour, where he performed live in 51 cities, raising thousands of pounds for charity. So are you there?
I am, hello.
Whereabouts in the country are you from?
I was about to say from sunny, but it's not very sunny. I'm from Lancashire.
Right, okay. So I've got friends up in Yorkshire, so she calls me a soft southerner.
Ah, yeah. There's a bit of difference between where we are, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a bit, and we are quite soft. We get a bit of snow, and it's about an inch worth of snow, and we can't go out the house, whereas up in where you are, it's just you carry on regardless.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I wouldn't mind a day off school if it's snowing, but yeah.
Now, you're still only 17, and you've done absolutely loads. So how old were you when you started becoming interested in music, and what were your early influences?
So I've kind of always loved music, but when I first, I guess, really fell in love with it, so to speak, and started playing guitar, it was actually when I was 6 years old, and I went to my uncle's wedding, and there was a band playing at the wedding called the Indie Killers, and they were and I basically just fell in love with it there. I got to stay up basically all night and listen to the music, and it was kind of my heart straight away went, wow, I absolutely love this. And from that, I spoke to the band afterwards. They told me to get a guitar for Christmas. And from then, I started learning guitar, and I haven't really looked back since.
You're studying music at the moment. How's that been for the last while because of COVID?
I'm really lucky in the sense that I get to go to a music college now. It's called BIM, and I'm basically, again, doing what I guess my dream is, in getting to study music every day and learning about songwriting and really trying to get a step into the industry, so to speak. And obviously since COVID hit, things have been, I think, they've been different and difficult for absolutely everybody, but luckily on my front, as things are, I guess, starting to ease a little bit more, and I'm being able to get out back to doing what I love.
Now, you did a busking tour, that's 51 cities. How did you actually come up with the idea?
So the idea actually came from a YouTube video I watched, where a YouTuber called Jackmate, he did a thing where he went to every city across the country like I did, but he was kind of leaving these little golden tickets for his followers to try and find, and it led to a big nationwide treasure hunt. And I saw the video, something similar to that, but with my music. So that's when I got the idea to head out, do the busking tour, and try and raise some money. And then halfway through the tour, I actually, when I was in Norwich, Jackmate, the YouTuber who did the video, actually came to meet me in Norwich, which was a super special moment for me.
Oh, wow. And how long did it actually take you to do the 51 cities?
Yeah, we did it over the course of 22 days. And it was basically me and my dad driving through the country and playing for about an hour to an hour and a half. And we did two or three cities a day, depending on kind of where we were and stuff like that. But we had it all kind of mapped out for what the plan was going to be.
It's a hard thing doing busking, I think. Obviously, the weather can affect people's voices if it's very cold. You've also got some people that walk past and go, why are you playing music? So how did you find it? Because the majority of people are lovely, but the thing is, the ones that stick in our heads are the ones that complain.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's one of the things about busking. Constantly, it is one of them where people seem to either like love it or they're just trying to move you on and get in your way. But to be honest, a lot throughout the tour, most of that was it was pretty fine as far as I guess expectations were. And to be honest, I didn't have too many problems throughout the whole of the thing. Obviously, there were a few exceptions and stuff like that. But all in all, it was all very good, and people seemed to enjoy it and like the cause and what it was all going towards.
Because you raised over £10,000 for the Children's Hospice. And how did you get involved with that charity in particular?
So Derrien House, who we raised the money for, are very close to my family because they actually looked after my brother Joseph before he passed away. So they've always been really, really close to us. And even now they're still doing things. They do services and stuff like that to help look after families and stuff like that. And I thought, because they've done so much for me and so much for my family, I'd try and do my little bit in return to help them out.
for Joseph. That's wonderful. And we promote a lot of the hospice work on this shows, or across the shows on Phoenix FM, because I don't think sometimes people realise just how much work they do, not with the person that's actually ill, but with the whole family as well. And they continue that onwards, don't they?
Yeah, I know. Sadly, Joseph died before I was born, but I know from speaking to my mum and dad, they said that kind of at first, almost like he was saying, they were almost a bit worried, so to speak, about sending him off, like sending him to a hospice. But when he was there, they really like how much of a special place it was, and how much of, to be honest, despite the negativity, how much of a positive place it was, so to speak, and how much of a special place. And that's why it's still a place that remains really kind of important in our lives now.
Now, besides doing all the busking, you got to appear on television, and you also had some supports from some really big hitters as well, with a shout out by Frank Turners and others.
Yes, yeah, it was, again, this whole tour, it was one of them where I did it expecting nothing like this, but then when we got back and all the stuff that happened, it's still to this day kind of blowing my mind. I remember, like, I think it was towards the end when we got told that I'd end up being on the TV, and I was just sat thinking, oh, well, that's not something that I was expecting, but I can't say no. And the moment where, well, I went to Frank Turner, he's probably my biggest inspiration in music. He's who I look up to and kind of want to be when I'm older and all that. But I went to his gig. It was actually on the final night of the tour. We finished the tour in Manchester, which is close to where I live and where he's playing. So we went to his gig, and he ended up shouting me out in front of all the people at the Apollo in Manchester. And then there were like 3,000 people all chanting my name, which was just, as I say, I still don't have words for it. It was just absolutely, absolutely crazy.
Yeah, that sounds like a night to remember. Now,
it really was.
Your songwriting, let's talk about this, because I've been playing your track Nothing Is Impossible, which is brilliant. Can't wait to hear more from you as well. So how do you start the songwriting process? I know that you play guitar, so are you forever writing lyrics, or are you strumming on the guitar and stuff just flows to you? How does it work?
I think for me with songwriting, it's one of them where it really can be anything, where sometimes, a lot of the times it's lyrics. In general, I try and write upbeat and kind of optimistic songs. That's the kind of feel that I like to go for. And sometimes it might literally just be a word or a line into my head or something like that. And it might even just be a random line for the verse or something. It doesn't necessarily have to be the chorus. But it can just be something little, and from there I'll try and start building up a song and see where it goes, really.
Do you actually go into the studio, or do you record everything at home? A lot of musicians independent have to do everything themselves, so is that what you do?
There's a studio nearby to where I live called Esh House Audio, and they've really been beyond supportive towards me from when I first started playing guitar, and they have me in the studio, and to be honest, they kind of give me such a great service, and they're forever helping me out where in so many ways. And that's basically, I'm basically writing the song and going to record it, but the work they do is really, I guess, what's making the song sound good.
And is there an EP coming up, or is there an album, or are you just going to keep releasing individual songs?
Yeah, this is a little bit of a world exclusive, to be honest, that I'm about to announce. But tomorrow I'm actually announcing that I've got a new single coming out, which is the somewhat of a re-release of a song that I did quite a few years ago. And it's one people like, but it's one of them where I also think, like, I've changed a lot over the past few years since I've written it and learnt a lot. So it's one that I've kind of thought I'm going to re-release. So it's a song called Kings. It's been completely redone. And I think that in the future, I'm hoping for the potential of an EP, hopefully one day soon.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, it should be off the back of Nothing Is Impossible, which is a fantastic track, by the way. Got the exclusive, so Kings will be being released shortly.
Yes, it will.
Excellent. Oh, well, I feel very proud of my very proud that I got that. Thank you very much.
There you go, exclusive.
What's coming up for you? Are you out sort of doing gigging? I know you've done obviously the busking tour, but do you go out and are you gigging sort of during the week?
Yeah, I'm trying to get as many gigs coming up as I can. I've got one in a few weeks, which I'm really looking forward to, with a band called Pet Needs, who are actually funnily enough, they supported Frank Turner on the night that he shouted me out. So I'm really looking forward to that one. Trying to get back out, get more gigs, and really get out playing and stuff, because that's one of the things I love the most, being able to perform.
So are your songs, you're releasing them independently at the moment? You haven't got a big label behind you or anything? It is just you on your kind of on your own?
Yeah, it's me and basically the people around me, people like my family have been really helpful with everything I've done. No massive labels, but it's trying to get stuff out. And I think in some ways it almost makes it better, because it makes it, I guess, more, I don't even know what the word is, it's just more powerful almost to do the work and get it out there, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You've got nobody telling you what to do. It's what comes, it's whatever you want to put out. Talking about being an independent musician, for people out there listening, how can people support you?
At the moment, the main thing is to just follow me on social medias, which is basically just Jacob Reddy Music, on all the various platforms, and stick around, because there's lots of stuff that I've got lined up for in the future. And I'm trying to build up that base of people to hopefully stick around and enjoy all the things that I've got coming up.
Yeah, well, you're young, you've got plenty of time. I've done so much already. Before we play your track, Nothing Is Impossible, tell us how you came to write it.
So Nothing Is Impossible, I mentioned before that when I'm writing songs, I'm trying to write these upbeat, these optimistic songs, and that's really what I wanted to do with this song. I feel like there's a lot of kind of negative music going around, and I want to try and combat it with something a bit more positive, so to speak. So I wrote this song, and then when I went out to do the tour, people kind of pointed out that there were kind of some similarities between like the lyrics of the song and I guess what I was doing on the tour. So it kind of became the song for the tour, and from there I've released it, really.
Well, it is a great track. We're going to keep playing it here on Phoenix FM. I look forward to getting the next one, which is called Kings. And that's
it is.
Thank you for the exclusive. That's the next track out by Jacob Reddy. And you can find him everywhere at Jacob Reddy Music. And it's R-E-D-D-Y.
Yeah.
There we go. I managed to pronounce your name right. I always get people's names wrong, you know. And yours, I did it right today.
I've got to say, you've managed to kind of do two. You've pronounced it right, you've spelt it right, and three things. You've not made a joke about my name being Reddy, because that's something that happens a lot. But
really, I didn't even think about that. I wouldn't say that.
That's one of them things that you hear it all the time. Like, I hear, yeah. But you've got all three there, which is good going.
Excellent. So I'll now be the and then when you're like mega, mega famous, I'll get the big interviews. You'll just say to the BBC, I'm not interested. Sorry. You made a joke on my name last time. No. I'm not speaking to you anymore.
Yeah, but now I'll go. No, you're the one. No jokes about my name. You spelt it right and you pronounced it right.
Excellent. Right. So do you want to introduce your track? Because it's coming up next.
Okay. So so this song is It Is Nothing Is Impossible. And it's my... my most current release, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thanks a lot. Take care, Jacob. Thanks.
Thank you. Cheers.
Has it been a tough week? Are you trying to sleep? But you've lost count of the sheep. You try push forward, but the road is too steep. So run down that road. You've got places to go where nobody knows. Can you feed it? It's running through your bones. Wake up.